You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
One thing that my wife talked about, I didn't have in the title here, but one thing my wife talked about was working as a couple. And I think the number one thing that I would suggest that you embrace if you are working as a couple, so maybe you both are in a particular network marketing company, or both of you are wanting to, to improve your online presence or brand, my suggestion would be, and actually this is from my wife. My wife taught this today. She talks about how as a couple, you don't each have to do every bit of marketing or all of the work. And that's something that I think some people, they'll hear our message of create free content, attract people to you, generate a lead, connect with a lead, determine the need, and then offer them something that's a monetized way to help them. So when I was coming up through the ranks of network marketing, and in July 2009, I was in personal foreclosure, dead broke, being chased by bill collectors, decided to focus on that network marketing company and became the number one earner in that company, generating over $1 million in revenue. But on the side, or not even on the side, but at the same time, I was able to create a six-figure income in affiliate marketing. Same time that I was on my way to, my best month was over $50,000 in that company. But on the way to doing that, I also created a six-figure income in affiliate marketing. Why? Because I generated leads, I connected with leads, and I determined their needs. Sometimes I was talking to a prospect that didn't want to join my network marketing company, but still needed help. They needed help with generating leads, so I would point them to something that, that would help them out. So working as a couple, let me just give you exact examples. So when Jess and I were, we're focused on building our network marketing business, I realized that I loved creating content just like this. I loved getting on video. I loved blogging. I loved putting training into the, industry. I loved doing webinars. I loved all that stuff. Jess didn't really like creating a lot of content, so I didn't task her with that. I didn't say, well, babe, I'm creating a lot of content. You need to, too. No, she helped in different ways. So I'll tell you, the last few years of us building a network marketing business, I generated the lead. She connected with the lead. So she was actually doing more of the recruiting than I was. Sometimes people were reaching out to me and just wanted to sign up, and we would sign them up, of course. But she did more of the recruiting the last few years in our network marketing business than I did. And for those that may not know, we no longer actively build a network marketing team. We're more focused on coaching and training the industry and the profession as a whole, in case you didn't know that. So know that if you're working as a couple, often people say, well, should we brand ourselves as a couple or should we do two separate websites? I know people who've created massive success either way. It's not like, oh, gotta be a couple or gotta be separate. There is no, this is the answer. I've seen people crush it doing it either way. It's okay. But the big thing that I hope you embrace is know that by working as a couple, it doesn't mean you're doubling the amount of work that needs to be done. I would suggest that you focus on your strengths and you do the things you're strong with. They do the things they're strong with. And there may be some overlap, or there may be some areas where neither of you like doing it, and maybe that's a scenario where you outsource, or maybe you're able to hire someone. Like if you don't like handling the technology side of building a business that uses internet marketing, then maybe you hire somebody, right? Like for example, I can't create a blog. Like I can't create a blog from scratch. I can't create a landing page. I don't know how to do any of that stuff technical wise. So I hire people and I have people help me out. And some of you may say, well, Ray, I'm not generating enough revenue to be hiring people. You can hire on a per project basis. You can find very affordable help on places like Upwork.com, there's other places out there, but Upwork is probably your biggest one right now. They bought Odesk, and they've got a lot of options on there. So you don't have to figure out all there is to know about technology, you can focus on profit-producing activity while you hire someone to do that kind of stuff.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.